الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فألهمها فجورها وتقواها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created this universe and hereafter in a two mechanism. One is called Alame Amar, that Allah commanded with the word Kun, and with one command all the Jannat, Jahannam, Kursi, Qalam, Loh, everything, you know, angels and Ruh, everything was created. Another thing, all this universe where we are living is called Alame Khalq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created in 6 days, and 2 days to create and 4 days to put the barakat into that. Why barakat? Because the mankind has to live over here and they have to take the benefits out of this. So everything that you see around, you know, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created for mankind to get the benefits out of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made scientifically all this universe so we can understand, because human being is given maqame taskhir. This means they got the control, they got the understanding, they have to get the benefit from this world. Like Allah created the iron and Allah put iron into the mountains, and the man has to dig and he has to find out, and then he has to search in order to get the benefit out of this iron. There was time, people, they don't know how to get the benefit from iron. Same thing, gold, silver, and all other things that you can imagine. It was all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He scattered all over in this world in the shape of barakah, that it is there. And people are gradually doing the research, and the scholars came to know there is a benefit of this thing, this thing, this thing. So this is all ongoing thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And then it must be understandable. If it's not understandable, how the man can get benefit? That's why, you know, Allah made this all universe scientifically understandable. So we came to know that this is something that we can understand. And then there is the Alame Amar, that after death, you know, when we will go into the qabr and we will go on the day of judgment, there will be Sarat, there will be Jannat, Jahannam. Those things are not understandable in this world. Why? Because they are created completely in different way. You know, Allah created by command Kun and Fayakun, and it happened. How a man can understand all those things is cannot be imaginable. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said you have to believe on that. Then Allah, after His creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made certain points in this world very important. You know, there are certain places are given special importance upon other part of the world. Like for example, this is a masjid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made this as a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is having more importance from our own home. You know, if you pray at your home, you get one salat. If you come over here, you get 27 salat. You know, so why? Because Allah gave more importance to this place. Then similarly, all the masajid, among all the masajid, the Masjidul Haram, you know, Qabatullah, you know, in Saudi Arabia, has more importance. You go over there, you know, you get 100,000 reward of salat one time, One salat, you pray like 100,000 salat. Why? Because that special place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave more importance to that. Then if you look in the Masjid al-Haram, there is a, you know, Hajar al-Aswad, there is a Multazam, there is a Bab al-Kaaba, there is a Hatim, there is Maqam al-Ibrahim, there is Safa, there is a Marwa. All these are given another special importance in the Masjid al-Haram. This is in the Quran, Safa and Marwa, Shi'arullah. They are Allah, you know, Ayah, Allah make them special for Himself, that when you look Safa, you Marwa, you see these points, you will remember Allah. You go to Mina, you go to Arafah, you come to Muzdalifah, you will remember Allah. You know, but if actually when you go over there, you don't see something different over there, but Allah is putting some special blessings over there. That's why when the people go over there, when they come back, they get complete purification. They come back like it's a new start of their life, like they just born again from their mother. You know, because why? They're touching that part of the land which is given a special importance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, you know, if you look carefully, all these things, Maqam-e-Ibrahim, you know, Zamzam, Safa, Marwa, these are also Shi'arullah, but these are also, you know, the signs where the special people, they came over there. Maqam-e-Ibrahim, Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam, he came over there. Ismail al-Islam, from his feet, Zamzam came out. The wife of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam, Hajra, she ran between Safa to Marwa. So it's related to the also very special people among, you know, mankind. So this means there are certain people, you know, they are having very special status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people are called Rijalullah. Rijalullah. You know, the first maqamat is called Shi'arullah. Now it is Rijalullah. When it comes to Rijalullah, you know, so all the Anbiya are Rijalullah. Sahaba are Rijalullah. Warisul Anbiya, Ulama, Mashayikh are Rijalullah. And also the people of Iman, Mumineen, Allahu Waliyul Ladina Amanu. Allah is a friend of believers. So everyone who recites La ilaha illallah in the sight of Allah, he has special status in comparison to disbelievers. So everyone has to be very careful when he's acting in his life, you know, in his life, that what I am doing, you have given special importance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, you know, these people who are, you know, specially we call in the salat, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. These are the people that Allah gave special inam, a special gift to them, because Allah make them dear to Himself. These people, so they have a special importance. So then the mankind is living over here, and if we look carefully, when we start our life from the birth, you know, so the birth, and at the end, old age, we die. And from the birth to the old age, we have changes in our appearance and our life. Like when we are born, we are small, then we start getting bigger. There's a time comes, you know, then everyone gets puberty. If we don't get puberty at that time, people need to consult the doctors. Why? Because why is delaying? Why puberty is coming early? So at a specific time, everybody gets puberty. Then a time comes, people, they start getting the gray hairs, you know, automatically. Automatically, because Allah put it into His chromosomes in genetics, all these things. What is this called? It's called aging. So all this aging is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created into through the chromosomes to for all mankind. at one time, automatically, nothing happened. I remember my uncle, grandfather, he died when he was 115 years old. He do not have diabetes, he do not have any problem, except he has some arthritis. You can imagine 115 years, if he has arthritis, can you blame him? No, he has perfect health. But automatically, then he died one day. So this means, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created. What I want to tell you, there are also special timing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created. First thing, Allah created the maqam. Number two, Allah created the people. Number three, in our life, Allah created the time. So if you go out of this galaxy, you will see there is no time. There is no time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created this time, specially for mankind. Like there's a solar system, there is a lunar system. So by solar system, when sun rises, sunset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created five times prayers. Alhamdulillah, we pray accordingly and we use the solar system. But at the same time, we use also lunar system. Why? Because the lunar system makes our months. Lunar system make our celebrations. Lunar system make our Hajj. All these timing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day, He made it day and night. And in the day, in the morning and the evening. So we have to have a masnoon amal, zikrullah, in the morning and in the evening. Then similarly, night has more importance. Why? The night you have the last part of the night, if you wake up and you pray tahajjud, it is important. So then among the days, you have a Jum'ah. Then among the months, you have Zilqada, Rajab, you have also Ramadan and then Muharram. Right now we are in Muharram. So now I came to my conclusion where we are. We are in Muharram now. And the Muharram we have today, 9th of Muharram, and tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have a 10th of Muharram. So these days are also very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why He created all this system, why He gave special importance to the place, why He made special people, why He made special time, because these are ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, when we was not here, before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked everyone, Alastu bi rabbikum? Don't you think I am your Rabb? Everybody said, Qalu bala shahidna. We witnessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, you are our Lord, our Creator. So what happened when we came to in this world? We forgot. We get so busy. Like right now, you see a lot of people, they want to go get the grocery, something they buy and something they forget. And they come back and wife will ask, what you did it? I have to cook and you didn't bring this. So he can, I'm sorry, I have to go back and get all these things. Similarly, we came to this world and our purpose of life was something. That we have to please Allah. We have to worship Allah. But when we come over here, we get so busy, taking care of our children, our bills, our utilities, and our job, and etc. And we forgot. We forgot. What is our purpose to come here? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created timing. So after a little time, you need to remember, now it's Fajr, this is Zuhr, this is Asr, this is Maghrib, this is Isha. Okay, I have to pray, run. So you will remember like this time frame, then you're going to say, okay, mashallah, Jummah came. And you see, mashallah, so Jummah is full. We have to do two prayers in Jummah. What is about other days? Where are these people gone? Do they live here or they go somewhere else? No, they are living around, but they forget. That's why Allah made Jum'ah specially. Then what happened? The months goes and we are getting lazy and lazy. Eventually, Ramadan comes. When the Ramadan comes, then people, they know importance of Ramadan. That you have to get, multiplication of all the ibadah. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created purposefully that we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when we see shi'arullah, those maqam, that when we go to Hajj and we see Qabatullah, oh, my heart starts beating over there. Subhanallah, I'm seeing the house of Allah. When we come to masjid here, we feel something special. The same thing when we see over there, Maqam-e Ibrahim. Ibrahim al-Islam used to stand over here, and you know, he was loving Allah. And then how Ibrahim al-Islam, he sacrificed his child in the Mina, you know, Hazrat Ismail al-Islam. So all these things, when we see, we realize that those who are true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way they live their life, and see in the Quran, Kalamullah, which is telling us that these people were successful. These people were successful. So then we see all these things, then we realize from the history. That's why Allah is talking about from Adam alayhi salam and many, many Rasul until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Sahaba who were, you know, Ashabi Kal Nujum. And then, you know, Allah made all this universe. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. You see, لَيْلٌ nahar, day and night. You see the plants outside. You see all these things. Those who have akhl and they have wisdom, they see these things and they remember their Lord. You know. So this is something very important. Purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created all this. And especially these particular days that I am mentioning right now. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he moved into Madinah Munawwara from the Makkah Mukarramah, he came to know that Yahud, he used to make fasting on the 10th of Muharram. You know, on these days, they used to fast. And before Ramadan became farz, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made initially these days to have fasting. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made all this. So what happened, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are making fasting on 10th. What we're going to do? We're going to either fast on 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So we should do more because our relation to Hazrat Musa al-Islam is more than Yahud. Because Yahud, they change their book. If you change the words of somebody, you know, you have a relation or you don't have a relation. Alhamdulillah, being a Muslim, we believe on the Old Testament, New Testament, we believe on Hazrat Isa al-Islam, Hazrat Musa al-Islam, and all other prophets. So our relation to those prophets are more deep and stronger, you know, alhamdulillah. So it is for Muslims that they have to, you know, fast more and then make dua also, you know, these days that to all the Anbiya, all the Sahaba, and your elders and everyone. But some people, they get confused and they start making, you know, this day related to many other stories which is having no riwayat sometime, you know, and they said the Alim al-Islam, he get his tawbah accepted, and Hadar Nuh al-Islam, you know, his boat, he get to the land, and Hadar Ibrahim al-Islam, he born on these days, and, you know, special food that we have to cook on this day and distribute and do certain things. This is not something, you know, related to this special day. You know, and then at the same time, there is some people, they do extra, you know, things, especially with the Hazrat Hussein, which was a Karbala, is a very important event happened on this day. Karb and Bala. It means that no doubt there was a very sad story related to this particular day. But, you know, it's not only Hazrat Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, and he get martyr on in his life. Yes, this is very important, and we believe on that. And this is a very sad story, no doubt. But if you look into the Islamic history, you're going to see so many other people, they get also shaheed, you know, on different occasions, like Shuhada, Hurra, you know, Hazrat Hamza, you know, how Hazrat Hamza, he get martyr, you know, they remove all the organs, you know, and then the lady named Hinda, she chew the organs. You can imagine, you know, if you heard that somebody was so angry and he, after killing someone, he took the heart and started chewing. A lady is chewing the heart and dripping all the blood on her. You know, you can imagine. And then she got the ear and nose and stuff like this, and she put it, you know, like on her, you know, like as a sign to tell everybody that I'm so angry. So this is something very strange, you know. Hazrat Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was also suffering when, you know, Hujjaj bin Yusuf, he came and he martyred, and Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Ali, you know, all these are very, very important people in Islamic history. They got martyred. You know, even today, you can see all around in the world, you know, many people are sacrificing for the sake of deen. If we start, you know, celebrating and feeling sad, you know, on each occasion, then I think we're going to be glooming all, you know, year. Like if somebody, he starts celebrating the birthdays, what's going to happen to his life? You know, somebody is every moment born. You know, so how many people you have around in your family members? So you're going to be celebrating every day. You know, same thing. If you start celebrating the death day, then all the Anbiya, when they die, what do you think about them? You know, it was not a great loss for their ummah. You know, what happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away? You know, what happened? Sahaba get shocked at that time. That what happened? How we can live without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came out and he had a sword in his hand and he said, anyone he cannot say that Rasulullah, he passed, I will fight with him. You know, then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has to come and he has to handle the situation. You know, at that time, Muslimin was so shocked about this. You know, and this was such a big loss for those people who truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, so if we really start doing like this, our parents when they die, how we feel, how their parents die, how they feel, then, you know, every day we have to, you know, sit down and have to cry. In Islam, it is not permitted. They said you have 3 days to gloom, that's fine. After 3 days, you need to recover. There are shock stages. Like initially you get shocked. Then you have a denial, you know, like you have a denial in the shock. Then you get into a stage of anger. Then you get the stage of depression. Then you get the stage of acceptance. So everybody goes through this one. Certain people, they delay their stages. Maybe they start getting angry, and then they are angry for 1 year, you know, 2 years. What happened to me? Why my husband died? What happened to my son? He was only this year, and in this age he died. So we do funeral business. I received one call, you know, and the guy, he was asking to cremate his mother. Can you imagine to burn his mother? And he was Muslim, you know, from our region. And he said, why he wants to burn? Why? Because he is so angry. Why my mother died? So I don't want to follow the command of Allah, so I want to burn. Can you imagine? We need to really learn these things before something happens to us. So alhamdulillah, you know, this is a day very important. Yes, we need to fast. We need to make dua. Why? So we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our purpose. So we should remember this. It's very important. These are reminders for us. And then inshallah...